This three-part audio series, Mountain Wisdom 1, is brought to you by Deborah Cremins and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityandhealth.com for more. Mountain Wisdom. Part 1. Grounding into the earth is a primary source of inspiration, containment, and color. The color is essentially what makes us who we are. It's our light, our sound, our vibration, our frequency. It is the essence of ourselves and our place on the planet. When we ground into the earth, we become whole. We answer the call that has called to us for all time. We engage with the essence of Mother, Pachamama. We know beyond our reasonable human mental minds that we belong. This is the essence of belonging. This is the call to the lost earth, to the children of the lost earth, the children who have lost their connection, their birthright, their essential being. Grounding encourages us to exist within the channels of Earth's energy, the striations of the Earth. It hones and tunes our physical bodies, our physical form, takes us out of the rat racy, sugar buzzing, caffeinated, freeway driving, internet using amplitude, and simply erases that noise and attunes our physical forms, our nervous systems, digestive systems, our endocrine systems, the adrenals, our synapses, and the firing of all the chemical electrical workings of the brain. So grounding brings us into right relationship with our body being, with our embodiment. I'd like you to find a place to sit where you can be comfortable and where your feet can be in contact with the floor. If you're sitting in a chair and your feet are not quite comfortably flat on the floor, please place a pillow under your feet. This will release your hip flexors and put your low back at ease and allow you to sit comfortably for longer. Would you close your eyes? And bring your awareness into your own body. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. And feel that connection of your feet with the floor. Notice your breathing, the way your body moves, the belly, the chest rising and falling. And take a couple of deep, relaxing breaths on purpose. Each time we inhale and exhale, we signal to the body, to the brain, to the tens of thousands, if not millions, of neurons, that we're making space. We're shifting our awareness. And would you bring your awareness into the center of your head? Take a step back from your eyes. Allow your awareness and your attention to reside in the spaciousness of the center of your head. Release the temptation to move forward into your thinking mind and into your furrowed brow. This area surrounding your pineal gland is the seat of your inner knowing, your inner perception, and your inner voice. When we spend time here, our bodies relax. We disengage momentarily from all of the stories that surround us and the stories we tell ourselves. So would you sit back and have a feeling sense of gravity aligning you from the top of your head, down your spine, and into the center of the earth. Notice the way your body is reaching for the earth. Allow your roots to sink down, to expand down, to extend down into the center. And feel the earth not only beneath you, but around you. You are uniquely held in Earth's atmosphere. Allow that atmosphere to penetrate your skin. Allow the cells in your body to be a part of this energy. We are not apart from the earth. We are a part of the earth. Rumi said, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop." Be the ocean. Feel your self among the animals, among the trees, among the flowers, among all of the beautiful creatures of the earth. And now feel the soles of your feet, the soul of your body. And would you open the soles of your feet 100%? Open the aperture. And from there, sense and feel the heartbeat of the earth's energy. Feel the pulsing tone. Hear the frequency, the sound, Allow yourself to remember this home, your home planet. And from the soles of your feet, would you say hello to the Earth's energy? Would you greet the Earth, this beautiful blue planet? And would you ask to receive the healing energy of the Earth into the soles of your feet? And would you allow the soles of your feet to fill with this healing energy of the Earth? Grounding from the base of your spine down into the Earth and receiving the Earth's energy into the soles of your feet. Sitting back in the center of your head. Notice how that feels. And would you ask the Earth for a healing color for your body? If you are more auditory, would you ask for a healing sound for your body? And like a tuning fork, would you take that color or sound, and beginning at the soles of your feet, would you begin to harmonize your body with this healing energy from the Earth, moving up into your ankles and your legs, up to your knees and your thighs, moving to your hips, your pelvis, your belly, up to your solar plexus where your ribs meet, and then up into your chest, your heart, up to your shoulders, your clavicle, down your open arms, spilling out your open hands, moving up to your throat, filling the back of your neck, filling your jaw and the back, your occiput at the base of your skull, filling your head, your face, your hair, allowing yourself to resonate with this healing color from the Earth. And then would you drain this energy down your grounding and back into the Earth? Let it release down your spine and down your grounding into the Earth. Bring your awareness back to the center of your head And I'd like you to pose a question to yourself here. Would you ask yourself how this grounding earth energy can serve you in your life right now? Just listen and trust. Trust the very first thing that comes in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.